This is the Sakar Moli of 4th of June 2026. Essence, sweet children, only you know the Father from beyond this world accurately, and this is why only you can be called true theists, those who have truly loving intellects. Question, which one of the Father's duties proves that he is the protector of the devotees? Answer. To liberate all devotees from the jail of Ravan and to make them solvent from insolvent is the duty of the One Father alone. To change old devotees into Brahmins and then into deities is his protection. The protector of the devotees has come to give liberation and liberation in life to all his devotees. Song. No one is unique like the innocent Lord. Om Shanti. Whose praise did you children hear? God is remembered as the highest on high, and only God is called the Father. He is the creator of this whole creation, just as a worldly father is the creator of his creation. First he makes a Kumari his wife and then creates a creation with her. He has 5 to 7 children. They are called his creation. That father is their creator. He is a limited creator. You children know that you, the creation, receive your inheritance from your father, your creator. People have 2 fathers, one worldly and the one from beyond this world. It has been explained to you children that this knowledge is separate from devotion and that there is then disinterest. At this time you children are sitting at the confluence age, whereas all the rest of the people are in the Iron Age. All are his children, but you have come to know the unlimited Father, who is the creator of the whole of creation. Even while having worldly fathers, people remember that Father from beyond this world. In the Golden Age, while having a worldly father, no one remembers the Father from beyond this world, because that is a land of happiness. Everyone remembers the Father from beyond when they are in sorrow. You are being educated here. Human beings are made sensible here. On the path of devotion, people don't even know the Father. They say, O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, O God the Father, O remover of sorrow and bestower of happiness. Then they say that he is omnipresent, or that he is in every particle, in the stones, in the dogs, the cats, etc., in everything. They begin to insult the Father, the Supreme Soul, in this way. You now belong to the Father, and so you have become theists. Your intellects truly have love for the Father. All others have intellects which do not have true love for the Father. You now know that the great Mahabharat war for the destruction of this old world is just standing ahead. Every 5,000 years the iron-aged impure world ends and the golden-aged pure world is established. It is established by the Father, whom people remember, and to whom they call out, O Purifier, come. O Boatman, remove us from this ocean of poison, and take us to the ocean of milk. Gandhiji too used to sing, The Purifier is Sita's Rama. O Rama, now come and purify all the Sitas. All of you are Sitas, devotees. He is God and everyone calls out to him. He is making you pure from impure. He doesn't make you stumble anywhere. He He doesn't say go on pilgrimages and go to the Kumbh Melas, no. Those rivers are not purifiers. Only the One Father, the ocean of knowledge, is the purifier. No one remembers the ocean or the rivers. They call out to the Father, O purifier Baba, come and purify us. There are rivers of water everywhere in the world. They are not purifiers. Only the One Father is called the purifier. Only when He comes can He purify you. The praise of Bharat is very great. Bharat is a pilgrimage place for all religions. The birthday of Shiva is also remembered here. The Golden Age is a pure world where the deities reside. The praise of the deities is remembered. You are full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full. The Moon Dynasty is said to be 14 celestial degrees. They continue to come down the ladder. The Father comes and makes you climb up the ladder in a second and takes you to the land of peace and then to that land of happiness. You then go around the cycle of 84 births and come down the ladder. One must definitely have taken the full 84 births. Out of all the scriptures, the Gita is the main jewel. The Srimad Bhagavad Gita means the Gita sung by God. However, impure human beings don't know who God is. The purifier and the bestower of salvation for all is only the one incorporeal Shiva. But no one knows when He comes. The Father Himself comes and gives His own introduction. Sons and daughters all say, Baba. It is sung, you are the mother and father, and by studying this Raja Yoga of yours, we receive so much happiness. You come here to claim your inheritance of heaven for 21 births from the unlimited Father. The birthday of Shiva is only celebrated in Bharat. Ravan is also only shown in Bharat. However, no one knows the meaning of that. Shiva is our unlimited Father. No one knows this, but they just continue to worship Him. The Father comes when the whole tree has become Tamo Pradhan. Bharat was heaven in the new world. There was the Golden Age in Bharat. There is now the Iron Age in Bharat. The Father explains, at first you were the masters of heaven. You have now taken 84 births and have become the residents of hell. I now teach you Raja Yoga and make you into deities from human beings and pure from impure. Devotion means the night of Brahma, and this knowledge means the day of Brahma. You Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are now going into the day. This old world is now to be set on fire. Truly there is to be the great Mahabharat war. Bharat truly becomes heaven after this Mahabharat war. All the innumerable religions will be destroyed and the one religion will be established. You children have become Baba's helpers and are establishing the original, eternal deity religion. When you become worthy of being masters of heaven, destruction will begin. This is the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Shiv Baba. You can call Him Shiva or Rudra. It is never said the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Krishna. There are no sacrificial fires in the golden and silver ages. Sacrificial fires are created when there are calamities. If there is no grain, or if a war breaks out, they create a sacrificial fire to bring about peace. You children know that Barat cannot become heaven without destruction taking place. The Shiv Shakti army of the mothers of Barat has been remembered. Salutations are given to those who are pure. You mothers are saluted, Vande Mataram, because you made Barat into heaven according to Srimad. The father now says, death is just standing over everyone's head. Therefore become pure in this one birth and remember the father, and you will become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. You have now become Brahmins from Shudras, and you will then become deities. This is nothing new. This cycle continues to turn. Every cycle, every 5,000 years, hell becomes heaven. Whatever actions people in this impure world perform, they are only sinful actions. The father says, the philosophy of action, neutral action, and sinful action was also explained to you 5,000 years ago. I am now explaining to you once again. I, the incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, am your Father. This body that I have taken on loan is not God. Human beings cannot even be called deities, so how could human beings be called God? The Father explains, you have taken 84 births and have continued to come down the ladder. No one can go back up above. All of them only show the path to become impure, and they themselves also continue to become impure. Therefore the Father says, I have to come to uplift them too. This is the kingdom of Ravan. You have now come away from the kingdom of Ravan. Everyone will gradually know about this. You cannot claim your inheritance from Shiv Baba without becoming Brahmins. There are just two fathers. One is the incorporeal father and the other is a corporeal father. Corporeal children receive an inheritance from their corporeal fathers, and incorporeal souls receive their inheritance from their incorporeal unlimited father. You children now know that you have come to sweetest Shiv Baba to claim from him your inheritance of the land of happiness for 21 births. By having the power of yoga, you become the masters of the world. There are no weapons, etc. So by having yoga with the Father, you have your sins absolved and become the masters of the land of Vishnu. You are now listening to the story of immortality in order to go to that land of immortality. There is never untimely death there. There is no name or trace of sorrow. You children have come to the unlimited Father to follow his Srimat and to become most elevated deities. This knowledge is not in any of the scriptures. It is shown that Brahma emerged from the navel of Vishnu. He is then shown holding the scriptures in his hand. The Father says, I am now telling you through Brahma, the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole of creation. I alone am the ocean of knowledge. It is sung when the sun of knowledge rises, the darkness of ignorance is dispelled. There is no ignorance in the golden age. When Bharat was the land of truth, it was as valuable as a diamond. There were palaces studded with diamonds and jewels. Now people don't even have enough to eat. Who would make this insolvent world solvent once again? This is the task of the Father alone. The Father feels mercy. He says, I have come to teach you Raja Yoga. I make an ordinary man into Narayan and an ordinary woman into Lakshmi. The protector of the devotees is the One Father. I liberate you from this jail of Ravan and take you to that land of happiness. All of those in this world who become Brahmins will then become deities. The name of Brahma is very well known, Prajapita Brahma. You Brahmins are also the most elevated. You are doing true spiritual service of Bharat. Only by having remembrance of the Father will your sins be absolved. There is no other way to become pure from impure. Only by your having remembrance will the alloy be burnt away. Goldsmiths know how to make real gold into artificial gold. They mix silver, copper, or iron into it, and so that gold becomes less valuable. You too were Satopradhan, and then alloy was gradually mixed into you. You have now become Tamopradhan. You now have to become Satopradhan once again. Only then can you go to the Golden Age. The Father says, do not remember bodily beings. While living at home with your families, don't remember anyone except the One Father, and you will then become the masters of the land of heaven. There was heaven, the land of Vishnu, and it is now the land of Ravan. It will definitely become the land of Vishnu again. I come to uplift the sages and holy men, etc. This is why it is said, I come when there is extreme irreligiousness. This refers to Bharat. I, the One Father, Shiva, am the bestower of salvation for all. Shiva, Rudra are all his names. They have given him many names. The Father says, I only have the one real name, Shiva. I am Shiva, and you are Saligrams, the children. You have been body conscious for half a cycle. Now become soul conscious. By knowing the One Father, you will come to know everything from that Father. You will become master oceans of this knowledge. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Follow Srimat and become most elevated deities. Do real spiritual service of the whole world. Become the Father's helpers fully in establishing the original, eternal deity religion. 2. In order to make your soul real gold, don't remember any bodily being, but only the Father. Have true love for the Father from beyond this world. Blessing. May you make spiritual progress and gain victory over all adverse situations by becoming an immortal image. Just as you adopt many means for the livelihood of your body, in the same way, use this means for making spiritual progress. Practice being constantly stable as an immortal image. Those who move along while considering themselves to be images of immortality, souls, are saved from untimely death, famine, and all other problems. In order to remove mental worries and stressful situations, simply continue to remove any awareness of your old body. Slogan: if you repeatedly feel something, you will fail the final paper. Aviact signal: to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. The memorial of those who remain constantly cheerful has been shown in the form of Vishnu. Vishnu is lying comfortably in an ocean of milk, churning knowledge and remaining very cheerful. The way to remain cheerful is to churn this knowledge. To the extent that someone churns this knowledge, so he remains cheerful. No adverse situation can reduce his courage, zeal, or enthusiasm. With the power of tolerance, he easily overcomes all adverse situations. Elevated, invaluable versions of Mateshwariji. How do people go into trance? The philosophy of going into trance is very subtle. They go with the vehicle of the subtle inner being and then come back, just as someone would go on a tour somewhere outside. It isn't that when you go on a tour like that you die, but you go there and then return from there. So here too, that soul leaves her body and goes on a tour with the vehicle of the subtle inner body. During that time, that soul is like a flying bird. It is God's duty to pull that one string and grant a divine vision to that one. For instance, at night time, when we souls become detached from our bodies and go onto the path of happiness or into the stage of a dream, our bodies are peaceful at that time and we forget our bodies and the religion of our bodies. However, it isn't that our bodies have died. When we awaken again, we remember our dreams during the night, and we speak about them. In the same way, when a soul has yoga with God, he takes that soul in trance on a tour. Then, when you come out of that trance, you remember the vision you saw. You relate it and say what you saw there. A dream can be rajoguni or tamoguni, but this trance is also a satoguni stage. The body does not die in trance, but all awareness of the body is lost. When someone is given chloroform, he forgets all consciousness of his body. For instance, when doctors make a person's part of his body dead, they do so by giving an injection, but all the other physical organs still work. So trance is also the same in that the soul flies away and then comes back, but the body does not die. God, and not any human being, has the power to pull the strings of awareness. Acha. Om Shanti.